I think that can happen more than just to young guys. I mean, you kind of see it with our group right now. You know, everyone's kind of hit a wall and everyone's confidence is down a bit. And it's not just those two. I mean, it's everyone. So I think it's just a matter of trying to get through it together. I mean, confidence is a pretty fragile thing, and right now we're fighting to find it.
Do you get a sense from them, from either what they're telling you or their body language, that things aren't going as well, or do you think they're just playing like they were before?
No, I think you can tell a bit when they have the puck. You know, I think as a line last night, we were fumbling it a bit. And, you know, when things are going well and you have that confidence, it seems like it's on a string sometimes. And especially for those guys, it's even more noticeable. And you can just tell it's jumping on us a bit and we're losing pucks a bit. And, you know, I think that's mainly just in your head, though. So it's just a matter of getting over that hurdle.
Passing hasn't been as crisp lately, though, has it?
No, I mean, that goes with everything. That goes with your hands, your confidence, everything. I mean, when one thing's not going well and you know you're fighting the puck a bit, I mean, it kind of leaks into other parts of your game, and I think that's where we're at right now, and we're trying. I think that's why we're mixing up the lines, trying to get each other out of it.
I want to ask you also about Gary. Talked to you last week about a contract extension here. How important is that in the grand scheme of things right now for you?
It's not that important to me right now. I mean, it's still a ways off.
That's why I'm on the border.
Is it broken? Sorry, what's the question?
Contract extension.
Oh, yeah.
Are you interested?
Yeah, I mean,
what's your point of view there?
I've made it clear, you know, I love playing here. You know, I like the city. I got a house here. Kind of made it my second home. So, but at the same time, it's not something I even really thought about until he asked me. It seems like a long ways off for me right now, and that's kind of not really where my head is at. I mean, I'm trying to win this year, and the team's trying to get out of this, and that's kind of taken up most of my thoughts.
Is this team playing without the edge lately that maybe we saw early on from you guys, whether that be from a physical standpoint or...
Yeah, a bit. I mean, last game definitely showed, you know, some holes in our game right now. And I think that's one of the things that's missing is kind of that desperation and that extra gear out there. And that's kind of why we had to practice today the way we did today. I mean, we tried to practice like we're supposed to play, and you know, even though the hands and the scoring doesn't seem to be there right now, you know, at least the least we can do is go out there and work our tails off and battle, and we didn't really have that last game. So I mean, we're trying to get out there and have a good sweat today, and hopefully that carries over to tomorrow.
How challenging is that when you look? I mean, you guys were able, the goals were coming clear, and even when you look at the goals that opposing teams are scoring, you guys were able to either manage or keep pace, outscore them. That when it goes dry like this, the way it has in the last games, how difficult is that for this group, and especially when there's young guys?
It's really difficult. I mean, it seems like it's an easier game when things are going your way and pucks are going into the net, and you know, you find you have legs, you know, you have those goal legs, it just comes to you. I mean, you're feeling good and everything's clicking, and it's when things don't go well, that's when it gets, you know, really hard to play, and that's the times you have to battle through it. And, you know, as a young team, I think we're still learning how to do that. We're still learning how to push through, you know, when things aren't going in your way, and you know, it's a learning process. Which, I mean, we're trying to win games right now. We don't like the fact that we've lost four in a row. We're trying to get out of it, and we know there's not much time left, so we're trying to turn it around right now.
Brian, do you feel more pressure playing with young guys, and maybe the onus is on you to lead them through this?
Not really. I mean, they're young guys, but their games are pretty mature. I mean, they're leading our team in points. They're a couple of our best players, so I don't feel like there's more pressure on me. You know, if anything, there's more pressure just on me for being an older guy and trying to help them out as much as I can and let them know, you know, when I've been in similar situations, what's worked for me. So, you know, I don't think there's any pressure on the ice, though, to you know, take the burden on of whatever it is.
Do you have to push them on the defensive end?
I wouldn't say so. They work hard. I think the three of us know as a line we could have been playing better the last three games. We haven't been our best, but, you know, that's on all of us. And, you know, it's hard for me to approach them and, you know, tell them they have to do this or have to do that when, you know, I know I'm just as much part of it as they are. So I think it's just the matter. It's just, I mean, it takes all three of us playing well to get out of it. So, you know, I don't even know if I'm going to be playing with them tomorrow. So the lines are a bit different today. So we'll see.
Regaining confidence harder for young guys?
I think it was for me. I mean, it's hard to know. Every guy's different. Every player thinks differently. But for me, it was when I was younger. You kind of live and breathe hockey, and you take it home with you, and you can get real down on yourself. And with the schedule, how many games you play so fast, it can carry over for a while. You know, I think that's one of the things you learn as you get older and you get more experienced of, you know, kind of leaving it at the rink, and if you have a bad game, just, you know, forgetting about it, you know, learning from it and looking forward to the next one. And that can kind of carry over when you're younger, you're not used to that. So yeah, but that was me. I mean, that's my experience. I'm not too sure how they think or what goes through their heads.